104.5 The Zone, 7:34. Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone with Mark Howard and Blaine Bishop. I'm Kevin Ingram, our producer Morgan Alexander. We got lots more to say about the Titans' 30-9 win over the Jags. We'll get back to it shortly. Also, your Zone Holidays of Winning coming up at 8:05. We visit now with Dennis Dodd from CBSSports.com, joining us to talk some college football on this Friday morning. Dennis, how you doing?
Mark, Blaine, Kevin, how are you? I'm still counting the stiff arms from last night.
Oh, my goodness, yeah, on that Derrick Henry run. He put some stiff arms in some people, no question.
I'm getting confused. Anyway.
Well, as long as we're talking about Heisman Trophy winners, how do you see it going down tomorrow with Tua and Kyler Murray having, you know, split a lot of the major awards so far?
I think Kyler Murray's going to win it because I'm trusting that the majority or hopefully all of the Heisman voters held their vote until after Saturday. I don't think that's the case. For a lot of voters, Heisman voters don't follow college football. And for them, Tua was a ball of string to a kitty. Yeah, that looks interesting. I'll vote that. But if you watch the game, Kyler Murray is a mirror image of Tua. His numbers are better. And that last game, I know Tua was injured, but it was the worst game of his career. And Kyler Murray led Oklahoma to a Big 12 championship. Also, my best stat, tied for the lead this year, accounting for 51 touchdowns. That counts for something.
How do you think the committee split hairs between the three teams that were in contention for that last spot in the playoffs?
The more I look at it from 50,000 feet, I think it was easy to separate Georgia because of two losses. And even if they lost the number one and gave him a heck of a ride, they did blow a 2-touchdown lead. The fake punt was unconscionable, the more I think about it, and got blown out by LSU, so it was pretty easy. Now, Oklahoma, I think it's pretty easy. Again, Purdue beat Ohio State by 29, and Oklahoma's only loss was by 3 at the gun to a team they got a revenge win over. Now, say what you will about their defense, that did happen. So, yeah, I said easy. I take that back. The committee actually went till about 10:30 in the morning on Sunday before they decided. I talked to a few members this week when I was in New York, and they said, there was stern endorsements for all three. Let's put it that way.
Dennis Dodd, our guest from CBSSports.com.
Well, Dennis, I made a suggestion. I guess the Big Ten was probably listening to me. I probably was just throwing out theories, but that all conferences need to eliminate their divisions. Big Ten is probably going to try to address that. I don't know how quick they are. What are your thoughts on that, and do you think that'll happen sooner than later?
Well, I was there when Jim Delaney said that. And a few minutes later, we got him in the hall, a few of reporters, and then he backtracked and said, "No, I'm talking about all of college football." And what he said was, "I just heard talk that that's going to happen." And he when he was up on the stage, this was at the Learfield Intercollegiate Athletic Forum in New York. It was on Tuesday. He's up on the stage, he kind of said it in the Big Ten, and then he changed his mind when he got back in a hallway. He said, "I just heard talk around college football." So I don't think there's any realistic talk about it. The Big 12 does it. It could have hurt them as well as helped them this year. If Texas had won, then they'd have no team in the playoff. But I don't see any surge for it right now.
I have a combined, I guess, question about coaches. Yeah. And one is, Mel Tucker, how good is the Colorado job, or how tough is it, I guess? And then the Georgia Tech job, who's you think are in the front running for that?
Well, it looks like Jeff Collins is about to be announced at Georgia Tech, and that's a great hire. Consider how quickly he's come up the ladder from Florida to Temple to Georgia Tech, and they're going with a defensive guy. I think that's pretty smart. Georgia Tech's going to take a while because the roster is full of option guys, option running backs, option linemen, option tight ends, option receivers. They're going to have to overturn that entire roster, and he's going to need some time. But in terms of Colorado, Mel Tucker, I think, is a great hire. Tremendous experience in the pros, more pros than college, I think. Mm-hmm. Worked for Nick Saban, worked for Kirby Smart. So I how good can Colorado be? I think they could be very good. They shoot for the top. They won a national championship in 1990.
Dennis, what about Hugh Freeze to Liberty? Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's the receptacle for fallen souls. Ian McCaw, the AD, Gary Falwell Jr., and I'm not, you know, casting aspersions on any religious affiliations, but it's just something different there. Ian McCaw, the AD,
yeah,
at Baylor. So, you know, I guess God bless you, trying to get back. I don't know what the Arizona, whatever they are, is in the Alliance of American Football is going to do now that they lost their offensive coordinator before they even had a practice. But Hugh is up early quoting Bible scripture, so we know he must have a job.
What about you wrote a great column on Urban Meyer, and just how, listen, you know, the best coach of this era, not named Nick Saban, but whether he likes it or not, his legacy is complicated, isn't it?
Yeah, it's conflicted. It's complicated. You know, everywhere he's been, there have been issues. Florida, the 30 arrests just this year at Ohio State, the Zach Smith thing. Even a little thing on when he had his press conference, he was talking about the scholastic rigor of Ohio State. The average student has a 31 ACT. I looked it up really quick. And I went, that's not right. It's 29. Now, that's a little different, but it's not 31. When the cap is 32, it's just things like that. But there's a lot of misstatements. He's a brilliant coach. You know, we have to tell ourselves this is the third retirement. The first time he retired, he came back the next day. And he didn't answer the question really fully if this is it for him. First he said, well, that's a complicated question. And then he said, I believe this is it. Well, you know what? Twitter exploded, especially people from USC and maybe some other schools are hoping he'll be back in 2020. I would bet a month's salary he'll be back. You know he's going to be back.
What about what's going on at Auburn? Chip Lindsey, hardly a parallel move, leaving his offensive coordinator to go to Kansas. And you know, you heard Malzahn's name connected with Georgia Tech and all that. Okay, he's going to stay, but still, what's going on there?
They're trying to run him out. They tried to run him out by forcing him to take less of a buyout. Then they forced him to change staff, and it looks like that's happening. He wants to be there. He's got if this is you or me, we've got leverage. Write me the check for $32 million, and I'll take my chances. Is Auburn the only place he can hope to win with that up-and-down fan base and people, you know, I don't have to tell you what the culture is there. It amazed me. It went to a new low/high this year trying to run him out. So he thinks he can win championships there. He has won championships there, and he's willing to have his buyout slice just to be there. If I were him, I'd take the money and try to go somewhere else and build a winner instead of compete against Nick Saban every day.
So what do you do this weekend with basically no games?
Well, I was really close to going to Army-Navy, which probably would warn me into the ground now that I've got a cold and everything. I'll watch Army-Navy and maybe take a nap. Who knows?
Sounds like a good plan. Dennis Dodd, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, we'll see you. From CBSSports.com, Dennis, a weekly fixture during college football season here on 104.5 The Zone. On the way, 8:03, our Zone's Holidays of Winning. Chance for you to win tickets for a college bowl game, the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl. We'll do that coming up at 8:03. You'll get qualified for that grand prize, which goes out later on today. We'll tell you more coming up shortly. And, yes, plenty to say about the Titans and Jags. Tennessee wins 30-9. Up now, game over 500 with 3 to play in the huge game by Derrick Henry with the 4 touchdowns and the record night rushing. More Wake Up Zone coming up. 104.5 The Zone. First, Mark, and a word about Wilson County Chevrolet Buick GMC.
Well, Mitchell Bone obviously pumped the Black Friday sale, a rousing success over at Wilson County Chevrolet Buick and GMC, which you can get to, of course, off exit 36 off Highway 40. But also, they've got fantastic savings on all remaining 2018 models in stock. Mitchell, of course, always brags about his pre-owned fleet, which hits just about every price point. You want to spend a lot of money, no problem there. You're budget conscious, that's good too. If the car's not there, just tell them and they'll find it and they'll get it for you in short order. But also, Wilson County Chevrolet has an award-winning service department that's open on Saturdays. You'll also like buying a car from Wilson County Chevrolet because they treat customers like family. It's about relationships. They don't want, you know, just a one-time situation. Those are customers. But you see people coming back again and again to Wilson County Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. And as soon as you step on the premises, be sure to ask for your Mitchell discount. Wilson County Motors, a Bone family tradition since 1927. Great people, great deals, fantastic service in nearby Lebanon.